Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, January 8th, 2018. Starting today, Christmas trees will be collected by Berliner Stadtreinigung, or BSR, from the streets free of charge. The Berlin-wide tree collection campaign runs until January 20th, and there are two collection dates for each district. The BSR asks that the trees be placed in a clearly visible position, not cut up, at the roadside, and not in the bio waste bin, on the eve of the respective pickup date, no earlier than 6 a.m., as earlier could be potentially problematic because trees can be blown away by the wind. Trees must be completely undecorated, and if you want to get rid of your tree yourself or keep it longer, you can take it to one of the BSR recycling centers, free of charge, up to a volume of 1 cubic meter. Collected trees are then shredded by specialist companies and delivered as fuel to 4 biomass power plants in Berlin and Brandenburg, resulting in district heating and electricity. According to BSR spokesman Sebastian Harnisch, around 350,000 used fir trees are collected at the cost of around 1 million euros. The resulting energy generated in the biomass power plants is sufficient enough to supply about 500 households with heat and electricity for 1 year. Whoever gives his or her tree to the BSR also makes a contribution to climate protection, says Harnisch, urging all Berliners to dispose of trees professionally and to undecorate them thoroughly. A link to the BSR tree collection dates by district can be found in our show notes. Philip Kossok of the German Transport Association told the DPA that alternative transport initiatives are demanding universal parking fees in Berlin to help overcome the shortage of parking spaces in the capital and to promote car sharing, adding that private cars are left unused on the road for an average of 23 hours a day. Vehicles and car sharing, on the other hand, only occupy 4 to 8 hours of parking space per day because they are more mobile due to changing users. Professor Andreas Knie of the Berlin Innovation Center for Mobility and Social Change stated that public ground is in no way free, which is why parking throughout Berlin should be priced accordingly, stating that the parking fee for non-residents with a standard vehicle should generally be set at 10 euros per day. Electric cars, a fee of 5 euros is conceivable, and car-sharing users should be allowed to park free of charge. According to the Federal Association for E-Mobility, around 500 charging points in the Greater Berlin area are available for electric cars. However, the city's own charging points are relatively expensive, at 35 cents per kilowatt hour. It is considerably cheaper at charging stations of large supermarket chains, such as Riva or Edeka. Some markets even allow their customers to charge for free. The German Transport Agency states that nowhere else in Germany is there so little reliance on one's own car as in Berlin, which is why Berlin has developed into a center for new forms of mobility, and that in order to combat the lack of parking space, Berliners have to think about mobility in general, adding the motto for the future must be use instead of possess. Another incident occurred this weekend where rescuers were violently attacked with fireworks. A 37-year-old man was arrested after he attacked medics who were called to an emergency. He also attempted to urinate on a defibrillator. Senator for the Interior Andreas Geisel now demands that the justice system takes full advantage of the punishment range. Geisel also said that citizens must show courage in order to prevent such incidents. Rescue forces are under a stress as it is. The Berlin Rescue Service is understaffed. According to a study, 250 full-time employees are currently needed. Emergency services were called 430,000 times last year, a steep increase compared to 280,000 times 11 years ago. Rescuers complain that many so-called emergencies could be handled by a simple doctor's appointment. For more than 5 years, the former Gerhard Hauptmann School in Kreuzberg has been occupied by refugees and homeless. Now, the district has announced to evict the building. Hundreds of people took camp in the empty building in 2012. The district administration, under the rule of the Green Party, did not evict the building at that point because it feared protests and opposition from refugee supporters, as Kreuzberg is majorly left alternative. At the same time, the situation in the school got out of hand. There were repeatedly incidents of violence and fights between the squatters, and one man was stabbed to death. The district spent about 1 million euro per year just to secure the building. In 2014, most of the occupants left after long debates and several police interventions, but a couple of them are still occupying the building. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.